USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final jobs report before the 2022 midterm elections is released on Friday.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. Downside, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Twitter employees are suing the company after new owner Elon Musk went on a firing spree. A report from Bloomberg News says the lawsuit filed in a San Francisco federal court claims Twitter is eliminating workers without enough notice in violation of federal and California law. A new report detailing unidentified flying objects is set to be released any day.
A new defense intelligence report on UFOs is expected to be released in the next few days. The report describes recent incidents of unidentified flying objects and the explanations behind the sightings, including drone flights and weather balloons. The report could reveal if any of the UFOs are advanced spy craft flown by other countries. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
New data from the CDC shows deaths from alcohol use in the United States spiked during the pandemic and killed more than 49,000 people in 2020. The death rate jumped 26% from 2019 to 2020. That's almost the same increase over a year as over the entire decade before. The cause for more than half of those deaths was alcoholic liver disease, with mental and behavioral disorders stemming from alcohol use following. Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is now the biggest ever in the game's history. It's now worth $1.6 billion. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Major fuel companies are sounding the alarm of an upcoming diesel fuel shortage that could soon impact your wallet. The United States is down to a 20 to 25 day supply of diesel fuel. Typically, that number is closer to 35 or 40. Rick Todd is the president and CEO of SC Trucking Association. He tells Fox and Friends First, this isn't a good situation for the trucking industry.
There's no way any company can absorb cost increases like this, and any business that can't pass on their costs isn't going to stay in business for very long. So, and the larger fleets are a little bit better positioned to deal with these kind of conditions, but the smaller fleets, and like 91% of the nation's truck fleet, these companies have 6 or fewer trucks.
UPS is preparing for the upcoming holiday season by going on a hiring spree. The company is saying it plans to hire at least 60,000 of its 100,000 seasonal workers over the course of one weekend. UPS Brown Friday is being held today with more than 400 in-person and virtual events across the country. UPS says many applicants will leave with a job offer in less than 30 minutes. Former President Trump will be back in Pennsylvania on Saturday. The former president holding a rally at the Arnold Palmer Airport east of Pittsburgh. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.